Laughter. I mean, hey, happy days. What a beautiful day to be out here at the Links of Stony Point. It's Pro-Am Day, and we are set up right here, right next to the putting green. We've got bogeys right there where you can get a little refreshment. We've got people out there on the putting green, some of the gals that are getting ready to play for tomorrow. So we are just in the zone here this afternoon. I hope you're having a great afternoon. The wind, I tell you what, you know, it's not hot out here at all. I thought, like last year, whew, we were sweating out here, but this year it is just beautiful. So they've got the Pro-Am going on today. Tomorrow, the teams tee off, and they are going all day long. They have a morning, and they tee off one right after the other. And 144 girls will be teeing off tomorrow. They'll tee off tomorrow. They'll tee off Friday. The top 60 girls plus any with ties will be the ones that go into Saturday and Sunday. Of course, we're also going to have, who else are we going to have? We're going to have the Legend Tours here. So that's going to be really great. So you better make sure that you are ready to come out here this weekend to the Links of Stony Point. And we are out here just getting ready for a great afternoon. We've got people to talk to. Looks like Emerald has been out recruiting willing victims right here on WCRS. So I tell you what, let's hear a quick word from our sponsors. We'll be right back, and we're going to be talking golf with some of the gals from the Symetra Tour right here. Who knows who we're talking to, how far away they're from, but we're going to sit down and talk here in just a second. Don't you go away.
Gold. Gold. More precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
We're on. Hey, if you want to tune in, you can download our free app at WCRS 1450 AM. You can stream to us anytime, whether you're listening to us on 98.5 right here in Greenwood or 1450 AM here in Greenwood. But I have scored a Symetra girl right here this afternoon. I tell you what, she's sitting right next to me, Stephanie Connolly. How are you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing wonderful, thank you.
And is this your first time to Greenwood or to the Links, or have you been here before?
No, this is my third time.
Third time. So you're enjoying the Symetra Tour, I guess we could say, yes?
Oh, yes. I love the trip to Greenwood. I have great host family that I stay with, and it's a great event. It's really fun. It's very welcoming, comfortable.
Absolutely. Well, of course, now, first question, of course, we have to ask you is, how did you get into golf to begin with? I mean, everybody wants to know, and what is your story?
Well, I started when I was about five. My parents got me into it. I'm an only child, and they would take me along. My dad was running an offshore charter boat for some guys out of Ocean City, Maryland, which is just not too far from where I grew up, and he was gone a lot, and my mom was mad and said, you better find something for the three of us to do. And so they took up golf, and I followed along and just stuck with it.
Wow. So that's pretty amazing that you took it that seriously, huh?
Yeah, I guess, we always did things a lot as a family growing up with, you know, just being the three of us. And I just really liked golf, you know, being outside, obviously with my dad having been a fisherman, and, you know, so we like doing things like that. And I don't know, I just really, golf was a challenge, and, you know, it was something that kept me really focused, and it was fun. So, you know, it allowed me to do a lot of things. I, you know, got my college education paid for, and so that's a bonus, and here I am.
Wow, that's terrific. You know, if you were talking to a group of young people about golf and about getting involved in it, what would you have to tell them? Because, you know, our audience is a lot of adults, a lot of grandparents. They have lots of grandkids coming in for the summer. Coming out here to the tour this weekend would be a bonus. But what would you have to say to them about getting their kids or grandkids involved in golf?
Keep it fun. I think the biggest thing to remember is it's a game, especially for the younger ones, you know, elementary school. And, you know, they only have so much focus. So, you know, just make it fun. Of course, it's a challenge. It's a challenge for everyone. But, you know, make it a game. Make it a competition because that is what it is. But keep it light. You know, you're going to keep the interest so much longer that way. And it's just enjoy it with them, you know. The struggles, you know, for the grandparents or the grandkids is going to be there. So just embrace it together and kind of help each other along and just enjoy the time together.
That's right. Now, where did you graduate from college?
I graduated from the University of Central Florida out of Orlando.
And what did you get your degree in?
Political science.
Political science, and what are you doing with it?
Playing golf.
Did you have any plans to do? What did you, when you started down the road of political science, what were you thinking?
I think I assumed it was going to be a little more government-oriented, more history, which I probably should have just majored in history. But I guess it fit the schedule, you know, with being a student-athlete. And I don't know, I had an interest in political side of things, too. So, you know, I kind of went that route. But
what's your desire now, Miss Stephanie? What would you like to be able to do now since you're playing here on the Symetra Tour?
I'm enjoying playing golf. I really am. It's, you know, I wouldn't be anywhere else. I think, you know, this is where I have been meant to be, and I'm really enjoying it. So I'm just focusing on that right now. You know, I struggled the last 2 years, and I really was frustrated with the game, and I took some time off this fall and came back after the new year and started practicing and playing again, and I'm really enjoying it. I'm having fun again, and so I'm just enjoying the experience.
You know, that seems to be a theme for golfers, particularly gals, because that's who I talk to mainly. But because I remember Stephanie Kanoya saying the same thing. She got frustrated. She took some time off and came back to it, and she started enjoying it again.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm actually, I'm getting married this December. So, you know, I'm excited about that and just kind of, you know, planning and doing life things. It's, you know, it gives you a different perspective. You know, I'm not going to be able to do the tour forever. So kind of taking some of the stress off of it and enjoying it more is certainly making it more enjoyable, obviously. But it's just a different perspective, and it's a lot of fun that way.
What about you have the desire to get on the LPGA? Is that where you want to go with this?
Yeah, I think, I mean, that's why all of us are here. There's, you know, that's the ultimate goal, you know, is to not just play.
How close are you to your goal, ma'am?
We're only a couple, you know, tournaments in, so I'm on the money list. I've played okay.
Winning here at Stony Point would be a huge thing then, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah, that would be a big, you know, jump push for the rest of the year, you know, so that would be that'd be awesome. Especially it helps your bank account too, you know, which is great. But yeah, I mean, each week you're out here practicing, trying to win.
Oh, sure. And what do you think of the course out here at the Links of Stony Point? You've been here 3 years now. Have you had a chance to play it yet?
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful. It's in great shape. It's a little more green this year. It seems like maybe y'all have, got a little rain this winter, and it's in beautiful shape. It's a fun course. It'll be good to get out there and see the greens are getting faster as the week goes on. So that'll be a lot of fun.
And how about hole 13? I understand all you gals really like hole 13.
It's so much fun. It really is. I actually on 4 had a hole in one yesterday. So that was exciting. Just,
wow.
Yeah, it was just me and the girls I was playing with. You know, nobody else was around, but that was a lot of fun. It was only my second one. So, you know, each par 3, you're like, ooh, can I get another one here? Especially 13 is a blast. So I'm excited to see everybody out there again this year.
Well, that's great. Well, Stephanie, we wish you all the best this tour, and we hope to see you in the money line right there at the end.
Perfect. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Thank you. You are listening to WCRS right here in Greenwood. Let's hear a quick word from our sponsors, and we'll be right back. I got another one lined up right here. This is Golf Central right here on WCRS.
Last year, lottery players took home more than $924 million, but they weren't the only winners. Since the lottery launched in 2002, more than 1.4 million scholarships have been awarded to South Carolina students, and millions have gone to support K-12 and community education programs. So when you play the South Carolina Education Lottery, you're not just taking a chance, you're also giving one. For more information, visit sceducationlottery.com.
All right, we're right back here out here at the Links. We've got another Symetra Tour gal sitting right here with us. Who is it? It's Sarah Banky. Yes, I remember the days when I had a Banky. No, Sarah, do you have a Banky?
I don't know.
That's a little blanket that you carry around.
Yeah, no.
You said you were majored in sociology.
Yeah, sociology from UC Irvine, California.
Yep. Well, wow. And I asked you earlier off the air, what did you think you wanted to do with that when you were majoring in that?
I wanted to play golf, but no, I mean, if golf didn't end up working out, maybe going back to school for sports psychology or something like that, but the dream is to golf.
The dream is to golf. Well, just out of curiosity, how did this dream come true? I mean, here you are sitting with me right here, right off the putting green, right here at the Links of Stony Point. You're a newbie to this, aren't you? This is your first year?
Yep, first year. This is my rookie year. It's really exciting. This is like big deal. From what I've heard, it's one of the best events too. So
it's really got the biggest purse, $250,000.
Yeah, that helps, doesn't it? Don't make it the biggest one. No, but it's really exciting to see all this, and really makes you feel like special. And it's,
where are you from?
I'm from San Francisco Bay Area, Danville, just east of San Francisco. Mm-hmm.
That's a big trip then out here.
Yeah, it was a long one, but no, it's been great so far.
Did you travel by yourself, or did your mom or somebody come with you?
No, I'm traveling with another girl from the same area. It's been really nice. We played junior golf together, so this has been a lot of fun to travel with a friend. And yeah,
Well, I've got Beth Bethel here, and she was grilling you on all your stats and all that good stuff. You know, she is with the name of that magazine again, please, ma'am. Golf Pro. Pro Golf Now. She is an editor for Pro Golf Now. Beth Bethel, Dr. Beth Bethel, right here in Greenwood. She is an editor, and she wants to talk to you after we get finished. But right now, we're going to talk about some of the other aspects of golf. Yes. So when did you actually start playing golf? I mean, it seems to me everybody starts at 4 or 5 or something.
Yeah, no, not me. I started at 13. My dad's a golf professional. He wanted us to be well-rounded and not the 5-year-old out, doing drills and stuff all day. So, no, I played a bunch of different sports. I started really kind of getting into it in 13-ish, and then in high school I started to take it a little bit more seriously. So,
what does your dad think of all this? He's got to be very, very proud.
Oh, yeah, he is. I mean, he knows it's a difficult endeavor for sure, but he's excited for me. I know, maybe initially a little scary because he knows some of the pitfalls of it all, but no, I think he's happy for me. So,
is he the one that actually taught you golf, or was it too difficult to learn from your dad? You had to learn from somebody else. I mean, I know how it is having a dad trying to teach you something.
No, he's taught me pretty much my whole life. It's been great. He's he played out on the European tour in the 80s, and no, he's helped me a lot. But more recently, I've been going to Rick Rhodes, which is funny because he's a great teacher, by the way, out of San Francisco Club. But he was my dad's mentor too, so it's kind of come full circle. It's pretty cool. Yeah.
So how have you done out on the tours? Let's see, how many times have you played so far?
So I've played. This will be my fourth event. Let's see, I've made 2 of 3 cuts so far. So
that's pretty good for a first-timer, isn't it?
Just getting going, working out all the nerves and stuff like that. But, no, it's really exciting. So hopefully I can make another cut or maybe even better this tournament.
Now, what do you find as the most important thing when you're out there on the course and you've done a bummer shot, and what do you find the most important thing to do?
To take your time, yes. Most people, you know, they get in a bad situation. They just want to rush and get out of it as fast as possible. And that was my issue for a long time. But no, you got to take your time and breathe and then just think of the smartest way to get yourself out of trouble.
I think, and you don't want to dwell on the past hole, right?
No, you don't want to live in the past, and you don't want to get too far ahead of yourself either. You really to be present to the cheesy thing everybody says, but no, you really need to be kind of in the moment, the current shot, and focusing on what you've got at hand, so.
Now, have you had a chance to play Stony Point?
I have, yeah. We got rained on Monday. Storm came on in, and we had some thunder and lightning, something I'm not really so much used to being from California. But
yeah, it never rains in California. Isn't that what they say?
Right, yeah. No, we get rain, just maybe not so much of the thunder and stuff like that. But no, it was great. We played 14, and then we played a full round on Tuesday. So I'm feeling good. I like the course. It's fun.
I suppose you've heard rumors about hole 13.
13, yes. I know, I'm trying to cover the ears a little bit. Yeah, no, but just going one shot at a time, you know. Hopefully it'll go well. So,
well, I tell you what, we are looking forward to watching more for you. I know Beth, if she has a second, if she's around, she would love to talk to you some more. She's more into the stats part of this. I'm more into the personal stats on this. So do you think, how do you think, being first year on the tour, how do you think it's going to go? Well, I mean, what's your prediction for this year?
Prediction for myself? Hopefully well. I mean, the best thing you can do is just work hard, and then, you know, hopefully the outcome is good based on how much work you put in. So, I mean, obviously I can't say, oh, yeah, you know, like, go great, I'm going to win all these tournaments. No, because you never know what's going to happen, but all you can do is work hard, and, you know, then the chips will fall where they may, and hopefully it's in a good place. So, right.
Absolutely. Well, I know your dad must be just jumping through the hoops. Make sure you give Emerald your email address, and we'll be sure to give you the link when we post it so you can share it and be friends with us on Facebook, too.
Okay, awesome. Sounds great.
All right. Thank you so much, Sarah Banky. Have a good one. Good luck.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. Let's hear a word from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of...
This year will be a simpler year. One fine gift to last a lifetime from Mother Earth with love. A diamond to light the way and create the energy to keep your love alive. Only at Sharp Facets Gallery. 1220 Bypass 72 Greenwood, 229-6276.
All right, we're right back here.
You're the one who invited me out.
Yes, I did. I invited the one and only Beth Bethel here. She's trying to be the, you know, next time I'm just going to say, here, Beth, take the mic and go. We're out here having a great time. We're at the Links of Stony Point, in case you didn't guess. It is the Metra Tour Week. The day starts tomorrow early for these gals. They'll start off 144 gals in the field, and they will play Thursday and Friday. And on Friday afternoon, when they are finished, it will go down to 60-plus ties. Then the real competition begins Saturday and Sunday for the end, where a $250,000 total pot is there. So that's what we'll be working with here. We've got another golfer. And I won't use my English accent, although I do think it's very good, and many of my listeners think it's very good. But Olivia, what is your last name, Olivia?
Jordan Higgins.
Jordan Higgins from England is sitting right next to me. She has been on the tour for 6 years. She loves being on the tour. That's how she gets to stay here in the U.S., keeps being on tour all the time. No, I don't think that. But you are from, you graduated from the College of Charleston, or not, down there in Charleston.
Yes, Charleston Southern. I went to school.
Okay. And what made you come here to the United States?
To get a golf scholarship. I received a scholarship to Charleston Southern, and it was a good way for me to further my schooling, but also be a part of a golf team and improve my golf game while I was at it.
Now, how did you get started in golf?
I did a camp during the summer. It was just a one-week camp, and I loved playing all sports at the time anyway.
How old were you?
I was 13, and the professional that was teaching us just you know, told my mom she has great potential, and, you know, I kept playing all the other sports and slowly took up golf, and then eventually I decided, okay, golf's what I want to do.
Wow. That, you know, that's pretty exciting, and that's, that takes a lot of, I'll use the word guts, to leave your home country and come over here and go to college. I mean, here in the U.S., particularly in South Carolina, I don't see many kids going far off. They are far and few between. So, in fact, I know very few. I know a couple that have gone to England to go to school, but very few. What made you want to leave England? I would think your family, your friends, all these things are here. What made you want to come over here?
You know, I was definitely driven by golf. I was obsessed with golf. I love golf. And I knew that coming to America was going to be the right option for me. There's a lot of opportunities here, and, you know, we don't really have scholarships in England that I could, you know, get a degree and play golf at the same time. It was going to have to be one or the other, so that was really what brought me here. But, you know, as a family, my mom always encouraged me and my siblings to go explore, see the world, do what you can. Life's too short, really, and none of my siblings live in England anymore, so we've all sort of spread out, which is, you know, it's definitely interesting, but I think a lot of it comes from my mom encouraging us just to do what we wanted.
You know, you're probably right on that, because here in South Carolina, most families want their kids to stay right here. They don't encourage them to go out into the world. They encourage them to stay right here. But it still takes a lot of guts. Now, I'm from Maine originally, and when I came down from Maine to go to school in North Carolina. And I had a friend, and she would introduce me as, "This is Anne, my friend from Maine. Say something, Anne." And after I said a few words, the people would look me up and down, and they'd say hi, and they'd go on about their business. So I learned to get away from that friend, and I learned how to throw in a few y'alls, and I started doing much better here in the South. What kind of experience did you have with that English accent that you have there?
Yeah, it's definitely been interesting for sure. People's favorite thing is, please talk, please say something. And then I tried to think of the most British terms I could possibly use. And, you know, for sure, when I first came here, it made me a lot of friends, and people just wanted to be around me because of my accent. And, you know, it was good for me because I was so far from home, and, you know, I was surrounded by people, and it definitely made my life easier, for sure. It gets to a point sometimes, you know, where I just want to go to a restaurant and order a glass of water. I don't want to be bothered, but, you know, people just love it, and I love being in the U.S., and people have been really welcoming, so I can't complain at all.
Well, that is terrific. So 6 years on the tour, I guess that means, have you been here every year to the links at Stony Point?
I have, yeah.
Have you noticed any improvements? I would think in the 3 years that probably, I think this year the course is in its best shape. What would you say?
Yes, I would absolutely agree with that. The greens are as good as we've seen them, and I think it'll be great for the competition. And I think the event itself it's come a long way. It really started strong, but it's just got stronger and stronger every year, and it's much more organized. There's so many people involved, and a lot of spectators come out and watch. So, yeah, it's by far our greatest event of the year.
What do you think of hole 13?
Oh, I love it. I love it. It's amazing, especially on Saturday and Sunday when all the boats are there and people have got numbers to hold up after you hit your shot to tell you whether it was a good one or not. Yeah, it's very entertaining, and it's nice to get away from the traditional golf every so often, and this definitely makes it fun and exciting.
Well, that's terrific. So what is the goal for Olivia here? What are you looking for futuristically? Is this the year that you get your LPGA card?
You know, I have no set year to get it. I've always believed it's not a matter of if, it's just when. And if I can continue to keep that in mind and just keep working on the things that I'm working on with my coach and everything, it's only a matter of time. And I just have to stay patient and sort of keep away from results, because that can sort of take you out of your game plan and things like that. So You know, I really believe if I just keep doing what I'm doing, I've won twice out here. So I know I've got the talent. It's just continuing to have the confidence and believing in myself that I can do it.
Well, I think that is terrific, and I hope you realize your dream, and I hope you're a winner right here at the Links of Stony Point on the Symetra Tour.
Me too, for sure.
Well, Olivia, thanks so much for talking to us today. Good luck, and please make sure, are you on Facebook?
Yes.
Okay, well, make sure you get with Emerald on that, and we'll send you the link, and you'll be able to send it out to everybody. And thanks for being with us right here on WCRS.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
All right. We'll be right back. Don't you go away.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos, so I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafe cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
That's right. You're in for a treat now. Yes, all the way from Columbia, South Carolina. No, from Columbia, South America. We have Alejandra here. Did I say that right?
Yes, that's correct.
All right. So how are you doing here today? Have you been out on the course today?
Not today, but I did play yesterday and the day before, and it's just perfect. All conditions are really good. The greens are rolling at a perfect speed. Fairways, everything is in great condition.
Yeah. We've had some good rain, so I think that may have helped out. But is this your first trip to Greenwood, to the Stony Point, the Links here?
It is my first time. I actually started on the Symetra Tour last year, but I injured my hand around this time last year, so I couldn't play this tournament, and I'm very excited to be able to come this year, and it's just beautiful. You know, South Carolina is beautiful, and this course is amazing.
Yeah, now, I understand you went to school here in the States. Where did you go to school?
I went to Duke University.
Wow. That's pretty impressive. So did you come from Columbia to, from South America to Duke?
Yes, I did. I grew up in Colombia. All my family are over there, and I graduated high school in Colombia, and I just came to the States for college at Duke, and I played there on their team, and it was just very, very nice experience.
Now, I'm always very impressed. In fact, I was talking to Olivia that was just here, who came from England over here to the United States. What made you want to come here to the United States?
Well, for female golfers, there are not a lot of opportunities to really play in South America. You know, if you want to turn pro and all that, there's just no opportunities down there. So, you know, the U.S. was one of the best opportunities, and that's why I wanted to come here. And obviously, well, back home we don't have a lot of athletic programs in college, so my option was to, you know, study and be able to play golf at the same time. And well, I couldn't have found a better place than Duke to do that.
Yeah, there's Duke, and there's UNC State, and there's Chapel Hill, and yes, having gone to school in North Carolina, it's a great place to be, right up there in that area, isn't it?
It is. It's very nice. The weather is really nice. You know, you can play pretty much all year long. And
there's lots of entertainment, too.
Yeah.
So you went to Duke, and what did you get a degree in?
I double majored in sociology and psychology and did a minor in marketing.
And what did you want to do with all that?
Well, I just want to play golf, so hopefully I'm never going to have to
work.
I'm ready to actually work on that, yeah.
I think you probably work a lot in golf, don't you?
Yes. It's a lot of hours out here practicing and really putting it all the time and effort to be able to perform at a certain level and be able to make it to the LPGA.
So, how are you doing this year? Since your arm is good and everything, how are you doing this year?
Pretty good. You know, we haven't had a lot of tournaments so far, and I've played three tournaments actually withdrew from one of them. But, you know, it's been great. It's been a good start, and I'm just really excited to keep on going for the rest of the tournaments we have this season.
And what does, let's see, I know your mom is traveling. Is your dad traveling with you too, or just your mom?
No, it's just my mom most of the time. Yeah, it's just my mom and me on the road and, you know, going from place to place, playing all the tournaments. And, well, whenever I get a chance, I go home.
It's the good life. That's right. It's a good life out here on the road. So as you get ready for this tour, one of the things is we've got a lot of listeners who have children and have grandparents that have children. What would you say that would be the most important thing if they had children or grandchildren in getting them interested in the game of golf?
Well, golf is such a beautiful sport, and it really has opened so many doors for me. It has given me so many opportunities that I am incredibly grateful for, and if it wasn't because I was playing golf and so passionate about it, I wouldn't have been able to do all the great things that I have been doing, and I'm just extremely grateful with the game of golf because it teaches you so many things other than just, you know, the game itself. It's, you know, patience, it's sportsmanship, it's discipline, you know, and all these things, and I just really think that it is a great sport to practice. And, well, you know, it's just, you know, get them out there and kind of build that passion in them, make sure they're enjoying it, because that's the most important thing.
Yeah, you know, I think those are all good things, and I think coming out here this weekend, I think one of the great things about the Symetra Tour and even the LPGA, they are so friendly towards young people and adults. I mean, you love adoration, don't you, out here on the course, right?
Yes.
Nothing wrong with that, but I'm just saying, and you want to sign those autographs, and you want to see those young people coming out here to be part of it.
Yeah, it is great to have all these fans, you know, to stop by and, you know, ask you for an autograph, and we're all more than happy to, you know, take a picture with them and sign an autograph and maybe, you know, talk to them a little bit and kind of figure out how we could maybe help them or give them a little advice on how to, you know, keep on going from where they are. And it's just really nice. I enjoy all of this experience to them, you know.
It has to be a great experience. So as you go forth here, I hope you have a super year this year, and I hope you get to really enjoy all the things right here in Greenwood. Hole 13 is supposed to be just the most awesome place to be, so all I can tell you is focus when you're on hole 13.
Yes, I will. I will, you know, try my best to not be, you know, looking everywhere, but especially not looking at the water. But yeah, no, it's a beautiful hole. It's right there on the lake, and it's one of the, you know, best holes we have out on tour for the Symetra Tour, definitely. So I'm looking forward to it.
Well, Alejandra, have a great time and play good golf. And let's see, she has a sponsor here, Bermuda Sands. Where are they out of?
They are out of Charlotte, North Carolina, and it's great clothes. It's great quality. Super comfortable, and, you know, it's fashion and comfort at the same time. So make sure you check them out.
A little plug for Bermuda Sands. I suppose they're online, aren't they?
Yes, they are online and, you know, in most pro shops around the U.S. So
come out and tell them that you heard about it from Alejandra, right?
Yes, exactly.
Thanks so much for being with us. Make sure you tell Emerald so she can get you get an email and a Facebook, and we'll link you up with our interview here today.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right, that's great. Thank you. All right, we are here on WCRS. Let's hear a quick break, and Andy, if you'll do the ID, we'll be back in just a moment.
Layaway. We've done it for over 30 years here at Sharp Facets Gallery. So whether it's Christmas, a birthday, an anniversary, or just because, we know layaway every day. Come see us today at Sharp Facets Gallery. Need more info? Call us 229-6613. That's 229-6613.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here. We're going to round it up and finish it up, but I had to have our golf consultant here with us this afternoon. She is retired from Lander University. Many of you know her, Dr. Beth Bethel. She got into golf after being obsessed with golf at an earlier age. She got back into golf, and she started writing a blog. Many of you may have followed her blog in the short grass, and then somehow somebody said, wouldn't she cover this for us, and wouldn't she cover that for us? And now she's working all the time. And who are you working with?
Now I'm writing pro golf. Now I'm the editor. I've got gazillions of writers that work for me. Time bought pro golf now from Fansided. I have a job again, and I didn't know I wanted a job. And it, there you go. That's it.
So you can see a lot of good things that Beth does. She covers, and you like to follow the unknowns. I know you were following for the Masters, the young guy that you were telling me about. Great story about him. What was his name? Oh my goodness, she's having a brain fart right now, but she's allowed because she's over 50. I was being kind there, folks, this afternoon. Okay. She's pulled it from the file cabinet here. What's the name?
His name was Sammy.
Right.
Now, I don't want to say his last name because I'll get it wrong, but ProGolfNow.com, Masters, Amateurs, you can get Sammy's last name, but let me tell you about him. Sammy is a 35-year-old guy in Minnesota, and he is a manager for a health equipment company, and he's also a very, very good golfer, and he won the U.S. Amateur for grown-ups, the over 25 U.S. Amateur, and there's always a spot at the Masters that's reserved for the winner of this particular USGA event, so Sammy gets to go. But Sammy has two kids and a wife and a job, and it costs $30,000 to get himself and his caddy and his wife down to Augusta. I mean, it's not cheap to go to the Masters, even to walk around and watch, let alone set yourself up and pay all the expenses and so forth. So he couldn't afford it. His wife wanted him to be able to do it, and so she started a GoFundMe page for Sammy. And they raised the money. We raised the money. We who love golf paid Sammy's way to the Masters, and he missed the cut, but he played. That's the story of Sammy.
You know, I think it's very interesting that you pick out those that, you know, maybe aren't the big leaderboard ones, right? You try to find somebody that's an up-and-coming. How do you go about deciding who you're going to follow, Beth?
I look for the person with the story, and Sammy had a story. I mean, you know, I'm an amateur golfer, and I know what it's like to get out here and try to play golf and compare myself to the big girls and try to make my bogeys. Every now and then I make a par. Well, gosh, Sammy won on the last hole by accident, and I understand that.
I think that's great. I think that's an opportunity for somebody to get the exposure that wouldn't normally get the exposure.
Not only that, it gives people like me and, well, you don't play golf. Have you ever held a golf club in?
I actually used to be pretty good, yes, ma'am.
Oh, gosh. Well, why aren't you out there now?
You know, I have sharp facets, WCRS. I have a full schedule, and I have Gracie.
Let us not forget Gracie.
How do you, so you have been following, you try to follow unique and different people, upcomers, with a story. Now, is there anybody on the Symetra Tour that you've kind of been watching?
I'm watching two people. I'm watching Allie White, who's staying with me this week. Let me tell you about Allie. I wish we could get her on WCRS. We will eventually, maybe this week. But Allie has a dog named Finley. All right,
and she bringing the dog? Did she bring the dog?
The dog's in my yard right now as we speak.
She needed a special family to take her in.
And Allie is she's an Ohio University of Ohio graduate. She's a fine, fine golfer, but she's also a superb writer. I tried to hire her for Pro Golf Now, but we couldn't pay her enough. She's already writing for Women's Golf, and she's a blogger. She's going to graduate school starting in the fall at Ohio in journalism. And if golf doesn't work out, Allie's going to be a sports journalist. Whether Allie makes it on the golf course or as a sports journalist, she's going to make a contribution to the game because she loves it. So I'm following Allie.
Well, that's great. Now, you said you had two. Who's the other one?
The other one is Brittany Benvenuto. I play fantasy golf with Ladies Dream Golf. It's the only free fantasy golf game for women's golf. LadiesDreamGolf.com. And we always support one Symetra Tour player. And Brittany is our project this year. So we're contributing, and we contribute financially to her as she gets a grant from us.
Wow.
Yeah. And so it's in our interest, because we now are invested financially in this golfer. It's in our interest to follow Brittany and see how she does. She's here this week also.
You know, that's terrific. And of course, we are going to you're going to be with me down there Saturday morning when we're down there interviewing some of the legends that are here in town for the Legends Tour. So that'll be a lot of fun. Beth will be helping do the research, so we have the good questions to ask. That's right. We're instituting the old-time breakfast club down there at the Inn on the Square. I think it'll be a lot of fun. We'll be taking pictures and posting stuff and just having a good time. So I hope you'll tune in Saturday morning. We're going to be down there at the Inn on the Square about 8:15. We're going to be doing interviews between 9 and 10, 9, 10, 10:30. Just we're going to see how it goes. So you want to make sure you tune in for that. Beth, how have you been able to play the course recently? Play out here at the links recently, or have you checked out the course? What are you seeing?
I see the course looking absolutely fabulous. I played about a month ago, but you know that's in the late winter, early spring rains. It was kind of soggy, but it's not soggy today. And we've been watching. We're sitting out here on the edge of the practice green. And I'm watching putts roll, and boy, are they rolling. It makes me want to pull my clubs out and get out there and play. But I'm not going to get to do that until Monday when I get to play with the Legends.
Are you excited about playing with the Legends?
I am absolutely thrilled. You know, I'm older than all of them, I think, but it doesn't make any difference. They're older than the girls who are out here who make me feel inadequate.
You know, Bethel, you really are a legend in your own time right here in Greenwood, South Carolina. I've known you for so many years. You were so involved over there at Lander and then, of course, Community Initiatives. It was your brainchild. It's been through many different stages, but it certainly was a big, big help back when it, particularly when it started, Beth. And I think you're to be commended for all the community work, the books that you've written about Promised Land and everything. You've done so many things, and I think sometimes people don't realize all the things that people contribute to our community, and I just want to say a big thank you for all the things you have done, Beth.
Oh, you're very kind, Ed. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Well, we are right here on WCRS right here in Greenwood. We will be, I'll be back in the morning. Hey, don't forget, you can listen to us on 1450 AM, but also right here on WCRS 98.5. Not too hot, not too cold. Just right. So check it out today, tomorrow, and beyond. Morning, noon, and nighttime. We'll be right there with you. Bye-bye, everybody.